Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Advertising has always had one main simple aim: to sell products, services, or indeed messages. The First World War proved no exception. Newspaper adverts drew comparisons between common household goods and the bravery of soldiers fighting at the front in ways that today we might find clumsy or even tasteless. Researcher Nigel Henderson pays a visit to the newsletter's archive in Belfast.
There's a nice one there. The best pale bar soap. The manufacturers of detergents and soaps had a field day in connecting the moral purity of the Allied cause with the purity of their products. A Sunlight soap advert proclaimed that Britain went to war with clean hands. This was not only emphasising that Britain's war was morally superior, but was also emphasising that British soldiers and British sailors were physically clean, compared to the Hun, who was both morally and physically unclean, and also waged an unfair war, in that they bombed churches and hospitals. So it was working at three levels. It was working at the moral level, the physical cleanliness, but also that Britain had clean fighters. They played the game.
Britain went to war with clean hands, and Tommy and Jack have worthily upheld the glorious traditions of clean fighters. The clean, chivalrous fighting instincts of our gallant soldiers and sailors reflect the ideals of our business life. The same characteristics which stamped the British Tommy as the cleanest fighter in the world have won equal repute for British goods. Sunlight soap is typically British.
And of course, some of the adverts were quite atrocious. And one of the worst examples that I've come across was an advert for Tyler's Boots Company. And they had stores all over Belfast. And they used the outline of the Victoria Cross with a boot in its middle. But instead of the words "for valour," they had "for value." And instead of Victoria Cross, they had "value conspicuous." They were using the highest form of gallantry to try and sell boots. And again, in our current situation, we would find that disrespectful to men who had been awarded that medal for extreme gallantry.
Endurance will gain the victory. Michelin are the tires of endurance.
There were some which were more tasteful than others. For example, Michelin, who did supply pneumatic tires for military vehicles, ran an advert towards the end of the war in 1918, which drew attention not only to its pneumatic tires, but also to its shell factory and the hospital that it had set up during the war. But at the same time, they were pointing out that they were putting into the war effort by running hospitals that were looking after wounded men coming back from the front.
Women of Ulster, do you realise that the one word "go" from you may send another man to fight for Ireland?
In order to recruit men, the newspapers were used as a recruitment tool. Quite often they were used with the large adverts which were wanting men to join up with particular units. But adverts were also used to play the shame game by asking women four questions.
When the war is over and your husband or your son is asked, "What did you do in the Great War?" is he to hang his head because you would not let him go? Women of Ireland, do your duty. Let your men enlist in an Irish regiment today. God save the King. God save Ireland.
Which is putting a lot of emotional pressure. And that sort of language came out into other adverts.
Wanted, men. The nation wants men. Men of decision, grit, nerve. Men of energy, quick discernment, quick action. Men fit to lead us, to command victory. Oh, for such men.
The language in these adverts is amazing. So the White's Wafer Oat advert was drawing on the needs of the military, the fighting man, and linking it to their specific product. In essence, they're saying, the best fighters are men who eat our product. And that is just an amazing concept that I don't think we would get away with today.
Vita Bread, the soldier's friend. Vita is the only bread that reaches German camps fresh and sweet. You have no idea how much they need this nourishing bread. Go to your grocer or baker tonight and get some Vita for your friend. He'll welcome this memory of home and of you.
The Newsletters Archive in Belfast. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.